some people say up the side of that cliff, you know. And that, when they say up the side of that cliff, going up the mountain, they mean the side of the mountain, you know. That's what they call a cliff.
Oh, I see. What do you call a place like between here and the hill across the road there? You know, the road goes through a little low place there where it sort of drops a little bit.
Oh, you speak of it as a little valley.
You speak of that as a valley too?
A lot of times we speak of it as a valley. If it's just kind of a little sloping place, it's just a short place, we say the valley, you know, in between the hay meadow. I got a valley running down through the hay meadow.
Have you ever heard it called something like a pass or a gap, a notch, anything like that?
A what?
A notch or a pass, anything like that?
No, we don't call it that around here. Of course, that's a little, this particular place in here is a little green, a little kind of starting of a little branch, like, you know, the water. The water runs down through there and keeps it kind of wet, you know, and settles in there. When it rains, it don't drain out real good.
That's why it's like that? Why it drops off a little bit there?
Well, not necessarily. It's just a little bit sloping, and then the two hills run together. This is kind of a little hill here where we are, and the other hill, they just run together. And, of course, all the water from each hill settles in there, you know, and that keeps it wet. It's not very sloping right down there where the bottom is, and the water runs off each hill and settles in that flat, and it don't run off very fast, and it kind of makes it wet in there.
Yeah, I see. Well, is there any places here like where the water would be running over a hill and then drops a long way off, or anything?
Not much. Call that waterfall, you know, or something. No, not very much. We don't have but very little of those waterfalls. These creeks are not like that here. Not very little. Hardly ever have a place where the water jumps off and any distance much.
Well, down there at Lake Conroe, are there places for people to tie their boats up to?
Well, yeah, there is places down there. They have regular boat docks and things. Places you go in there and pay to camp and pay to leave your boats there and everything, you know, there. But they have free places too that you can stop and put your boat in.
Is that like the ones on the Houston Ship Channel? This kind down there, where, you know, where their ships come in?
Well, no, not. I don't know. Now, really, those down there, I've never been to any of those places down there, those big places where they land their boats. But over at Lake Livingston, it's just kind of the same deal. I've been to those. They just have a little old, usually have a place you can drive your back your trailer and your boat back in on a little old dock, a little old planks and stuff, you know, and just push your boat off into the water, and then you can drive off and park out there on the parking land. You know, they have a parking place, and they charge you so much for mounting your boat, you know. I mean, launching your boat. They'll charge you so much for launching your boat, you see.
Oh, I see.
Because they have to have something to provide that for you to use, you know, and they have to have some money for it.
Well, do they have, these docks, would you call them docks down at...
Well, I don't know. We just call them places to land boats, and they speak of them being docks all down around the coast, around down there, you know, around the Ship Channel. They speak of them docks, and I guess they call them docks here, too. I guess I never have been around them too much here, because we haven't had this up here very long, you know. We haven't had these lakes very long up here. Lake Livingston had been over just a few years, and this lake has just been here just 2 or 3 years, you know, Lake Conroe. And so I never have been around that kind of stuff too much.
Well, you know, yesterday, right before I left, you were telling about the CC during those.
Yeah.
You said those men built roads.
Oh yeah, they just got right out of these woods and cut roads out and built them. And a lot of times they built roads just all through these woods, and they'd have regular CC camps, and those men, several hundred men, would stay at the same camp, and they'd feed them there and everything, and they'd just go out and work on roads or just do anything that was constructive around to kind of help the country, you know, just like that, you know, around the forest and everything. And it was mostly on this, they